USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour, Democrat Mayor Pete drops out of the race to be president after a disappointing fourth-place finish in South Carolina. The rest of the candidates looking forward to the next big contest, Super Tuesday. Former Vice President Joe Biden going into this next big contest with some momentum after Saturday night's big win in South Carolina.
Thank you, South Carolina!
As polls accurately predicted in the state, he wins by a wide margin, 48% of the vote. Now, Socialist Bernie Sanders coming in a distant second place with 20% of the vote.
That will not be the only defeat. There are a lot of states in this country. Nobody wins them all.
Billionaire businessman Tom Steyer coming in third place in South Carolina, but opting to drop out of the race.
This campaign, we were disappointed with where we came out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
New developments involving the coronavirus, the world-famous art museum in Paris, the Louvre, closing as workers afraid international tourists who visit could spread the virus.
We're following the science, the evidence, and the epidemiology. We wouldn't do one thing differently if somebody slapped that word on it.
Meanwhile, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, a guest on ABC's This Week program with host George Stephanopoulos, who used to work for the Clintons, Azar clarifying President Trump's remark about Democrats using this crisis as their latest hoax to bring him down.
He's talking about the partisan sniping that we're seeing, and it's unnecessary. We don't need to have this made a political issue. We're in a public health crisis here.
And President Trump speaking to thousands of conservatives at CPAC in National Harbor, Maryland, Saturday.
Together we're defeating the radical socialist Democrats, the fake news media, the crooked politicians, and the hate-filled left-wing mob. And I told you I was going to be nice today.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
The Trump administration trying to reassure Americans about the effort to contain the coronavirus. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
A day after the administration confirmed the first U.S. death from coronavirus, Vice President Mike Pence says the outbreak of the virus will continue.
There will be more cases, there's no question.
But Pence is stressing,
for the average American, the risk does remain low. We're ready.
Pence speaking there on NBC's Meet the Press a day after he and other administration officials confirmed the man in his 50s in Washington State has become the first person to die of the coronavirus in the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper prepares for the new peace deal between the U.S. and the Taliban in Afghanistan. USA Radio's John Hunt on the story.
The Trump administration's peace deal with the Taliban opens the door for an initial American troop withdrawal that Defense Secretary Mark Esper sees as a step toward the broader goal of preparing for a potential future war with China. Esper said he has his eye on the great power competition, which means staying a step ahead of China and Russia on the battlefields of the future. U.S. force levels in Afghanistan were over 100,000 during Barack Obama's first term, with a current total of nearly 13,000 to be dropped immediately to 8,600. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.